7 away from 5. Thanks for your company this afternoon. We are doing it all thanks to West Point Volkswagen, Brisbane's newest Volkswagen dealership. They've got the full range. You can take a test drive today, top of the hill, Moggle Road in Trapilli, just up from the shopping centre. All right, let's get into Queensland Rail's announcement today that three of the NGR, the new generation rolling stock, are going to be on track come Monday. Well, two of the three are. Let's find out. Nick Easy is the CEO of Queensland Rail. Nick, thank you for your patience while we got our phones sorted. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ben. How are you?
Mate, very well. First question, are these trains compliant?
Well, these trains, as we have identified, have some design matters that will need to be rectified on the trains, and that forms part of an application to the Australian Human Rights Commission.
Yep.
We, in fact, met with them today, and we also had our Access Reference Group on board the trains and trialled the boarding process attached to the train.
So, yeah, but are these trains compliant? I mean, by the sounds of that, they don't meet those standards for disability access.
They will be compliant when the rectification works have been put in place. So we have engaged with the Disability Access Reference Group. We've identified what works we believe should occur to bring those trains so they're more functional and compliant. And we'll work through with the commission to put those in place. So we've always said we'll bring these trains into service before the end of the year, and that's what we're doing. And we see them as being very important in the lead-up and the preparation for the Commonwealth Games.
Are there any penalties for putting a train on track that isn't compliant, that doesn't come up to the disability access requirements?
Well, the normal process for the commission will be to consider that. I mean, yeah. They would... if a complaint is made, so really that would be what would trigger, I suppose, any further consideration by the Commission. They would move to normally a conciliation process and then a consideration of the application. With the information we've already provided to them, they've commenced the consultation process themselves.
What are they saying to you, Nick? Are they happy with you to be doing this on Monday?
Well, they haven't formed any or passed any judgment on that. As I said, we've advised them today, so they're fully aware. We've been transparent with them and with our stakeholders on this. So we have said we're committed to rectifying the trains, and we'll do that within a reasonable time frame.
And look, the reason behind this questioning, Nick, is if it comes down the track that the Human Rights Commission is coming out and saying, well, you're in breach of not putting a compliant train on the tracks, and that's going to cost money, that's going to cost us money, it's going to cost taxpayers money, and already we've seen these trains cost us way too much.
Well, I think we've already said that there is a cost to rectify the trains, and that was previously announced, and there was a commitment to fund the rectification work. So I don't believe that there will be costs over and above that, because they are the measures that will need to be put in place to improve functionality and compliance.
So you're not expecting any penalties for this decision?
Well, again, that's not a matter for me to say. It is for the Commission, but I believe that we have put forward a proposal which will rectify these trains and make them compliant, and I'm sure they'll consider that in a reasonable way.
All right. Three out of 75 trains, is that correct? Is that what we're going to be seeing on track? Actually, not three on Monday, because you've announced three, but one's been held in reserve. What does that mean?
Well, what that means is two will be operating, and the first one will come from Barcity Lakes in the morning to the Brisbane Airport. So two will be running, and we'll have one in spare. Not unusual to have spare trains in place, as we do with all of our rolling stock. And then we'll gradually deploy the other trains when they meet all the testing and the commissioning requirements.
Okay. And how long's a piece of string? When do we see that? When are we expecting that? And will they be in time for the Commonwealth Games?
Well, I think we'll progressively deploy them. So we'll see more trains on the network leading up to the Commonwealth Games, and that will be part of the integrated timetable, which will reflect the number of trains in service. So we'll certainly see more trains.
Nick, I have no idea what you just said then. When are we going to see these trains? Can you give us a date?
Well, we're going to see the first two trains and one spare in operation from Monday.
Sure.
And then we will deploy more trains after that date. The number of those trains will only be determined once we complete the commissioning.
So, are we talking one a week, one a month? What's sort of the time frame here? Just to get a picture.
The next set of trains in January, and then you'd expect more trains to be rolled out on a monthly basis.
Are you going to have enough for the Commonwealth Games?
Well, look, I think so. And what we'll have is a timetable that reflects the rolling stock. So that timetable is still under development, and that'll be announced in the new year and form part of the journey planner for the Commonwealth Games.
Nick, appreciate your time. I'm out of it this afternoon. Thank you for putting up with those phone issues that we had earlier today. Nick Easy, the boss of the boss of Queensland Rail, the CEO. I was trying to get a straight answer out of him. Out of that, I'm none the wiser. No closer to knowing if we're going to have enough trains. I mean, they're going to build a timetable around the stock. That's well, of course you are. But are they going to have enough trains for the Commonwealth Games? They're going to change the timetable to suit the trains they've got. Doesn't sound like that is going to be in play. 1318